Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm sure it's going to be a very emotional day on Friday as Eli Manning rides off into the sunset, the two-time Super Bowl winner, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and this guy knows a thing or two about winning. For what it's worth, the Giants could use a couple of these guys cloned to put on the offensive line. My main man and the host of the Football Sunday Show with the Moose, the great David Deal. Mr. Deal, how are you? What's shaking, bro?
I'm doing great, JJ, just sitting here waiting for my daughter to get out of her cheer practice. But definitely, like you said, tomorrow is definitely going to be an emotional day, being there for the press conference to watch Eli retire as a Giant, which the way it should be. And you know, for myself, looking back and just thinking about the character of the guy, of who Eli Manning is, he sent out a text message to about 20 of us, his teammates from the Giants, yesterday before any of this stuff came out. Just wanted to say, let you know from me, not from anybody else, because of how much you guys mean to me. That just says so much about who Eli is and the character of the man that he is.
I ain't kidding, Dave. And I'm curious, as a guy who's been with the Giants every step along the way, you go back to that 2004 season, and you probably don't know that much about Eli Manning when he's playing his college ball at Ole Miss, and there's this power play, and he finds his way onto the New York Giants. What was your initial perception of Eli going into this thing, and how did that change? Like, the minute you met the guy, you're like, wow, he is this unassuming leader, likable guy. Like, did you have any, like, preconceived notions about what he was going to bring to the table?
No, I mean, I really didn't have any preconceived notions, but I saw some of his college games. I saw the highlights, the way that he was able to close out games at Alabama or LSU and Auburn. And for somebody who drafted me and Ernie Accorsi, you know, when he sits there and talks about this is a guy that could take us to the Super Bowl, you believe it wholeheartedly because he's been in that situation before and understands what it takes. And I think the one thing that when Eli came in, the one thing that you knew about him was his preparation right from the get-go. Here's a rookie coming in, and although we have Kurt Warner as our starter at that time, because it was Coach Coughlin's first year. They just drafted Eli. We have Kurt Warner who's starting in the beginning. Throughout that entire time, you would see Eli prepare like the starter, and he'd go out and do things up against our scout team and up against the defense that you're sitting there watching like, well, how did he pick to go there? How did he see that seam? And once he started playing and once we started getting rolling towards the end of that 04 season with comebacks, like we had up against the Broncos, or the game to end the season up against the Dallas Cowboys, those were just a sign of what Eli was going to bring to our football team to take us up to that next level.
They've played on the offensive line. You mentioned the end of the 04 season, that comeback win against the Dallas Cowboys. But over the years, maybe it was 05 when you won a division. Maybe it was the year you guys won the Super Bowl. When did it hit you? Holy smokes, we got ourselves a quarterback.
I think it would hit us in practice because you remember during that time, it would be me, Soibert, O'Hara, Snead, and McKenzie. We had a long streak together. We were all students of the game. We all watched film together. We all knew our assignments and our offense, our protections, the alerts, the checks, down cold. And throughout that entire time of all those start streaks, we never but once beat Eli to calling the check, calling an alert, calling a protection check. The safety would be a split step over, and he'd walk up, alert, alert. How the hell did you see that? But the way that he prepared and the way that he studied film, he could come out there and diagnose all those things pre-snap. But that's one thing. But then the ability to be able to communicate to the offensive line, the wide receivers, the running back, all of us together and getting that job accomplished says a lot about him as a person and the belief that we all had in him. Because you're talking about a lot of personalities. We're talking Jeremy Shockey, Plaxico Burress, Tiki Barber, where those guys are coming back to the huddle. I was open. No, you weren't. You were in double coverage. Get back in here. And he would call it out. And it was almost for the younger guys when he would believe in them and talk to them. It wasn't the look like Peyton, which was the yeller, the screamer. You've got to be yourself. You've got to be sincere. He would give you the look like, I'm not mad at you. I'm disappointed. And when he would look at you that way, you would take it to heart because you knew he was doing everything that he possibly could to prepare for us to win a football game.
Dave, you go back to that 2007 season. Your defense is playing great. You guys are running the football great. Eli's having an up and down year. But I'll never forget week 17 against an undefeated Patriot team. There was all this debate. Guys doing talk radio. I wasn't at the time. I was drinking beers at Syracuse. But I remember Dave saying the Giants got to play their starters. The Giants got to get momentum going into that postseason run. And even though you guys lost the game, Eli played great. The offense played great. And it was like this awakening where it was like, this offense can play big in the postseason. So for you, how important was it for not only Eli, but your team as a whole in that 07 playoff run, getting that momentum from playing in that Week 17 game?
I mean, it was absolutely huge. And the thing about it was funny that after the game was over, you know, we had people and media and people right after the game almost patting us on the back saying, oh, well, it was a good try. You almost beat them. They're a really good football team. That was the most pissed off locker room that I think I've ever been in my Giants career. Because after that game, and we sat there, and then on Monday, coming back to watch that film, it wasn't the things that they did. It was the self-inflicted wounds that we caused on ourselves. So we said, if we can clean these things up, if we can take care of our own business inside this building, it's about us doing our job. It's about us being accountable to one another and winning these games and not relying on us to make mistakes. And that was such a huge factor for that postseason because, figure, we went on the road to Tampa Bay, who we didn't play during the regular season, but we stomped them in Tampa Bay. And then also we had the revenge factor. We got completely smoked in two games in that regular season by the Dallas Cowboys. To go there and then go to Green Bay, who absolutely blew us out week two, those were times that we looked back at those films, and once again, it was a self-inflicted wounds. And we said, we're going to show these people that everybody doubted us, everybody counted us out, and after that 0-2 start, basically obituaries were written on our entire football team and our coaching staff. But it was us with our backs up against the wall. There's two things you can do. You can come out swinging, or you could sit here and soak and believe in all the BS that people are throwing at you. And we came together as a football team, and at the end of the day, we walked away with a Super Bowl ring.
We've got the great David Dealey joins us here on The Fan, reminiscing about the great Eli Manning, who's going to find his way into Canton, Ohio. And Dave, for you all those years, is there one singular Eli Manning performance that stands out above the rest?
Well, I think that game in Green Bay in the 07 and 20 below, him and Plaxico were absolutely electric. I mean, they were on the same page. He was getting the ball out of his hands fast. And we needed to have not only a running game, but a passing game in those environments in 20 below. But I think the real telltale sign of exactly who Eli is And the reason why he had 222 consecutive straight starts without missing because of injury was that San Francisco game. Here we are playing in the conference championship up against the number one defense in the NFL, fighting, scratching, clawing, and he got crushed sometimes. And there he was, getting right up off of the ground, getting ready, never complained, never said anything, and said, let's move on to the next play. And I think that was the epitome of his career. He never pointed fingers, never put blame on anybody else, always accountable when it was a win or a loss. He always rose to that challenge and rose to the bell, and that exemplifies everything that Eli's about. And I just laugh, you know, when people sit here and say, oh, he's not a Hall of Fame guy. Let's take Eli Manning's name out of it and just put up these stats and facts. These are all-out facts about this player. Two-time Super Bowl champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, as many postseason wins, 8 as Steve Young, 106 completions in the postseason, which are the most in NFL history, 5 game-winning drives in his postseason career, as many as Joe Montana, and one more than Terry Bradshaw. 4 fourth-quarter comebacks in the playoffs, as many as John Elway. 220 consecutive starts, including playoffs. 7th in all-time passing touchdown in yards. If you heard that, you would immediately say that is a Hall of Famer, absolutely no doubt. So it's just funny that now all of a sudden when you throw the name Eli Manning into it, it becomes this big narrative. Well, I don't know. If that was any other name out there, people would say immediately that is a Hall of Fame first ballot player, and that's what I believe.
Well, Dave, we're on the same page with that one. And before we get you out of here, Super Bowl next week, I'm all fired up. Patrick Mahomes against that great Niner defense. Early lead, my friend. Who's going to be holding up the Lombardi? You know a thing or two about that. You've done it twice. Who's winning this year's Super Bowl?
Man, it's going to be an awesome game, and I can't wait to watch the chess match between these offenses and defenses, considering Kansas City's the new school, and with San Francisco with that power running game, it's old school. I think it's going to be an exciting game to watch, but just for me, I'm leaning right now, and once I hear the injuries and the report from the week, that'll give me more direction, but as of right now, the weapons and Patrick Mahomes, the way that he can throw off platform, whether you're playing zone or man on the back end, I got to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
My main man, two-time Super Bowl champion, the host of the Football Sunday Show with Mark Meluzis, the great David Deal. Dave, I hope you're not shedding any tears tomorrow at the presser. We all love Eli. It's been a great run for him. And you keep up the good work, all right, my dude?
I much appreciate that, and I'll try not to, but it's hard when you're sitting there wearing 2 Super Bowl rings, and you know this man is a huge part of why that's responsible.
I know it, Dave. I know it. All right, you have a wonderful weekend, all right?
You too, brother.
There you have it. The great David Deal. Unbelievable perspective there on the career of Eli Manning.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.